Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Challenging things for the students as they get back to school. I never saw it as a super positive thing, but Maria Pappas has got some super positive things that are happening for homeowners as those property tax refunds are starting. She is the treasurer of Cook County, the one and only Maria Pappas. Welcome to WGN.
How's it going?
It is going okay.
I've got some good news. I've got really good news. So the good news starts with the fact that in the last 2 months, 2 million people have come to CookCountyTreasurer.com, CookCountyTreasurer.com. And it's really kind of wonderful because nobody's in the office. So now everybody's coming to the site, and we've made it really simple. You just get to the site, you put in your address, do not put in north, south, east, or west, and you will see whether or not you are one of the people, as you scroll down, who overpaid by $79 million going back 20 years, or if you missed an exemption, senior or senior freeze, totaling $38 million going back 4 years. So everyone's rushing to that site, but we have spent most of the last 20 years programming, and our most interesting programming is what we have now, and it's the subject of this conversation. We have 8,500 homeowners who don't know that they are going to get combined $12.8 million. It's on the internet right now, and let me tell you how it happened, because it is either being directed immediately to their bank account where we have a routing number, or we're mailing it. So this, in August of 2019, a year ago, people overpaid, and they overpaid because of what happened in March, the following March 2020. March of 2020, they pay 55% of the previous year. But if the 2019 bill was wrong because they didn't get an exemption, which they later applied for, or they appealed their taxes, that doesn't register in the system until 2020. We now recognize it, and instead of having these people come in and say, you know, I forgot, you need to give me and whatever, we know their routing numbers because we work with their checks all the time. We know their mortgage companies. So if their mortgage company overpaid, we're sending them a check by October 2nd. If they overpaid because they didn't get an exemption, we know their routing number. The money will be delivered to their bank account. Now, how would you know that that's going to happen to you? As of today, you can go to CookCountyTreasurer.com, put in your address, and my site and your address will tell you whether or not you're one of these people receiving this refund. So
I think that's important. And, of course, let the listeners know we're talking with Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas. You have been there. And if you could talk a little bit about the continuity of leadership. You know, nobody knew that the pandemic was going to happen. There wouldn't be people in the office. But you have been, over the years, kind of steadily improving and kind of modernizing and putting the treasurer's office on the cutting edge. Talk a little bit about how that's benefited in maybe some unexpected ways this year.
Well, we had 258 people in the office. We are down to 60. And of the 60, 30 are programming. So it's like we almost like we predicted COVID. We predicted that there would be a day when there was no one in the office. So I'll give you an example. Everyone, there used to be 600,000 people a year 20 years ago who would walk into my office to pay. There won't even be 30 today. During the most busy time, there weren't more than 70 or 80, because right now, this past August, over 300,000 people came online, paid for free, got their receipt. So we are desperately working and trying to become a paperless office, which amazingly is up in 126 languages, this website.
Wow.
And, wait, get this. This is even better. 420,000 people have come in online to get brochures in a foreign language because this property tax system is so complicated, they don't want it in English. So I'll give you an example. I've had 13,000 Bulgarians download, 14,000 Romanians download, 132,000 Polish people have come to my site, downloaded in Polish. Why does this mean anything? Well, first of all, it's the richness of the diversity of the county. Yep. Okay? Secondly, I used to have, I've got 23,000 Chinese who are coming, who used to come in. They now go online, get this info, and they don't come in with five other people. Usually ethnics, when they come to the counter, they come in groups, even the Greeks. The mother will come, and she'll bring the aunt, uncle, the father. You know what I mean? They just all show up because it's so confusing. Now, this is a brochure in their language that explains it to them, and we fundamentally don't have very many translators. In fact, we are the only phone system in the state that's up in Polish, English, and Spanish. So if you want to call me and you're in Poland and you want to pay online, you punch 2 on 443-5100, 312-443-5100. And this Polish person comes over the Internet and tells you how to pay in Polish and what to do in Polish.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Well, let the listeners know, Maria Pappas, of course, Cook County Treasurer, and you mentioned some of the, you know, some people just kind of truck along, and like you had mentioned too, that connection with the mortgage company just comes out automatically. They may not be aware that they're owed the money or some of the exemptions. So tell the listeners again, if you could, some of the different exemptions that are out there.
Go to Cook County Treasurer. Yeah, go to cookcountytreasurer.com. You can go right now, cookcountytreasurer.com. This is very easy. There's a purple box in the middle of the site. You simply put in your address. Do not put in north, south, east, and west. Your suburb, your unit, your zip code. Up will pop a picture of your home or your lot or your commercial building.
Wow.
So you now know that you're in the correct place. So if you scroll down just a little, the first section is overpayments. It will tell you, going back 20 years, the year, the check amount that you overpaid. Don't come into my office. It's disgusting to come down there on a train or whatever it is. However you're getting there, don't do it, because there's a little button there that says apply now, and you can apply online. We'll get you your money in 4 to 6 weeks. Scroll down a little bit more, and you get into a homeowner's exemption. You get it if you've lived over a year in the house and you're the owner, $500 a year. Tons of people, millennials, my daughter, they don't get it. It goes back 4 years. It's $2,000. $500 a year. Senior exemption. You have to be over 65, 4 years, same thing. Tons of seniors never get it because they never apply. And the third is a senior freeze, which is over 65 and making under $65,000 a year. So now, let's say you're a homeowner who's a senior and didn't get a senior freeze. Okay? For 4 years. $2,000, $2,000, $2,000. $6,000 I owe you.
Wow.
And it'll show you on the Internet that I owe you that. It'll show you. And the beauty of this is you can go online and you can look for every one of your neighbors, your aunts, your uncles, anybody that you know in a synagogue, in a church, or whatever you're doing in your life. Plug in anybody's address, and you can do it over dinner on your iPhone or your iPad.
This is a way
so
to get
this is probably, I mean, the one of the most heavily trafficked websites in the country, in government, because we have made it possible for no one to come in to the office.
Yeah. Well,
so let's say you want to submit forms to me. Let's say you want to apply for a refund. You don't have to come to the office to give us the form anymore. You send it via a arrangement that we made with Salesforce, and the refund application comes through automatically with a barcode scan on it. We know exactly where you are, what you're doing, everything.
And it's all there at CookCountyTreasurer.com. You can help your family. You can kind of help your church group, everybody else. And, of course, Maria Pappas always doing the people's work here and kind of spreading the word of all that that's starting today and going through October 2nd property tax refund. Thanks, Maria, for jumping on the show today. I appreciate the information.
Anytime.